Stag, de Suzuki tuning on Linda Millage. M. Millage is Millege. M as in Mary. Millege. Millage Linda, Linda. Date of birth is 6/22/52. Date of visit is Date of visit is 6/16/23. Please make a copy for Ludmilla Chiban. Ludmilla is Ludmilla. Chiban is Cheban. PA. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. This is a year-old female who was sent for a chest CT on 5/3/23, which was reported as having a irregular 1.1 centimeter nodule in the right lower lobe, and a PET CT scan was recommended. There were no other infiltrates. Or lung masses, and no evidence of hilar or mediastinal adenopathy. The patient had no prior CT to compare. She was then sent for a PET CT scan. Which was done on 6/8/23. And it showed two hypermetabolic nodules in the right lung field. The larger and more metabolic nodule was in the lateral right lower lung, measuring 10 millimeters with a SUV max of 4.8. The smaller nodule measured 6 millimeter with a SUV max of 3.4 and was in the right upper lobe, posterior segment. Patient denies any chest pains, weight loss, fever, or chills, but she does have some shortness of breath with activity and a cough, and has history of bronchitis period. The past history, next paragraph, the past history has included history of hyperlipidemia, history of depression and anxiety, and history for partial hysterectomy in 09 and bilateral knee replacement surgeries in 2021 and 23. She also has osteoarthritis and cervical disc disease. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 18 years and then quit. Drank alcohol intermittently, but not at the present time. Next paragraph. Family history. She is adopted, and his family history is non-contributory. Next paragraph. Medalist. Included Spiriva Respimat, 2 puffs daily. Citalopram, 40 milligrams daily. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. And meloxicam, 15 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies fatigue, weight loss, or fever. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has some shortness of breath and occasional cough, but no wheezing. She has nausea, abdominal pain, and heartburn, and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 160 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration is 20. Oh, can you please change the blood pressure? It's 140 by 80. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. Weight is 218, saturation 98 on room air. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And decreased breath sounds of the periphery, no wheezes, crackles. Heart, the answers are regular, asthma, and S2, no murmuring, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right lung nodule's etiology undetermined. Number 2. Hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is depression and anxiety. Number 4. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The lung nodule could be biopsied to evaluate her for to rule out neoplastic disease, and she will also need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. The patient will continue with Spiriva respimat 2 puffs a day and use a Ventyl and HFA inhaler PRN for shortness of breath. The follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. A copy for the PCP. I believe it's Amy McCandless, NP. Amy, A-M-Y, McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, McCandless. Okay. Thank you for this conversation. Let's talk to you soon.